Intonation patterns. This is relevant for the English language and many other languages, but not all. You see, in English language, we don't really have tone. Yet, we totally do. It's just underneath most people's conscious awareness. When tones go up, it often reflects a question. Can you pass me the salt? Can you pass me the salt? Going up to a question. Can you pass me the salt? Straight. Can you pass me the salt? Going down, more of a command. So going up, question. Going straight is a statement. Going down is a command. So as we have our conversations or our information, we could actually make statements as if they are a question. So I was just talking to a guy the other day, and this gentleman was saying the other day that he was wondering if you can learn more now. And I was thinking about it. I was thinking, could we learn more now? And anyway, that's what the guy was saying yesterday. Now, I was just talking to my sister, and my sister is saying that you have to learn more now. You have to get this. And my sister was saying that, Adrian, you just have to get this now. So it becomes a command. By the way, sometimes when you use these intonation patterns or the Milton models, things may seem a bit like, a bit weird and outside the comfort zone. And if you are communicating and it feels like what you are saying is outside the comfort zone, then boom, you're in the right spot. All your life you've been communicating within the comfort zone. So as you try to stretch yourself and you push yourself to say weird and confusing things, perhaps, you're actually stepping outside the comfort zone and expanding your boundaries and ability to communicate masterfully. So congratulations. The more you step outside the communication, comfort boundaries, the better you will get. And as a listener, when someone has to listen to me saying something along the lines of, you're getting this easily now, looking back, wondering how you've created so much new success in your life and just enjoying and really looking forward to being able to celebrate masterful new skills that you've learned, it forces you to wonder now how much more focus and energy you might want to put into mastering these skills now. If it's not quite clear, the person may have to go into their brain and continue to compute or continue to figure out what you're trying to say. And in that process of figuring out what you're going to say, they're going to be computing things like mastering skills, giving more time to learn and master new skills. I can celebrate in future. I can look forward to this. I can get excited to look forward to new breakaways. Oh, yeah. Okay, so even if the other person doesn't quite understand or it sounds vague coming out of your mouth, if you're saying a lot of positive stuff, that's wonderful, and their brain is going to continue trying to figure out all those positive suggestions that you've put in there. Congratulations, you're in the perfect place right now.